Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's still day 26 of the Pilgrim Chris Camino, and it's lunchtime. It's 12:35 p.m. here in Spain, and I just had a sandwich that I've made myself. I've had a baguette drizzled with olive oil, tomatoes, salt, cheese, ham, and frankfurters and tuna all together. And it's fantastic. Meal, complete meal. And it inspired me for this boo because what I've learnt for me is that olive oil for pilgrims is green gold. I always carry olive oil with me because A, I like it. B, it's good to drizzle on the bread here. The bread here is reasonably hard, soft inside, but it can be a little hard, and it's better than putting butter onto the bread. And a little olive oil with the salt and tomato alone makes a reasonable sandwich. And so I always carry a small bottle of olive oil with me. Now this can be considered unnecessary weight by some, but it's worth its weight in gold and more. Let me tell you why. You see, everywhere I go, I always have olive oil. And over the course of the weeks, I've got a reputation for being that English guy with the oil. So wherever I stay, over the past couple of weeks especially, I've had strangers coming up to me and saying, "Are you Chris, the English guy? Do you have the oil?" And the reason is because people buy food to cook themselves in Albergs, and they'll cook rice and pasta, spaghetti, that sort of thing, but always forget the oil. A lot of the Albergs have leftovers that people leave behind, but oil is in short supply because it's readily available in the shops, but nobody wants to carry it. And you can usually buy it in 1 litre bottles or smaller glass bottles, 350 millilitres or something like that. And it's such a bottle that I carry around with me. And so the reason it's liquid gold or green gold is because when people ask me if I have any, I say yes, and they cook with it, they always invite me to their meal. So I always get food, cooked food. And I don't expect it, but it's become the norm, really. And it peaked last night where I lent I gave some of my oil away to two groups of people, a German group and a Portuguese group. And both of them invited me for their meal within about an hour and a half of each other. So I accepted a little from both. So I had a spaghetti bolognese and some paella. And it's a tip for anybody who's going to do the Camino: carry a little bottle of olive oil in your pack. I carry it in my side pocket of my backpack. People can see the top of it, so they know it's there. And I got a couple of reputations. One as a quick walker, two as the person with the tent, and three as the person with the olive oil. And it's quite strange, really, to hear people coming up to me saying, I've heard about you, you're Chris, you're that crazy English guy that's walking so fast, or walking so far, or you have a tent and you're camping out. And they always ask me about my pack weight, how much my bag weighs. And without food and water, it weighs about 11.5 kilos, which is reasonably heavy. But when you consider it has everything I need for a month, including tent and cooker and that sort of thing, it's not too bad. And you get used to it when you're carrying it. So olive oil is really green gold on the Camino. So if you're thinking of coming along, carry a little bottle. It's a good conversation piece, and you help other pilgrims with their cooking, and if you're lucky, like I've been, very fortunate, you get invited to a meal. And it's not just the food then, you get invited to the conversations, and you meet people, you're sitting down for dinner, which is a tradition that's lacking today in normal society, especially in England and Western cultures. To sit around for a meal together with family and friends seems to be something that we look forward to as a special occasion, as opposed to the norm. Yet on the pilgrimage, it's the norm. People sit together and eat together, talk together, share experiences together. And it's truly a wonderful part of the pilgrimage. So I just thought I'd share that with you. And thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless you all.